So this is the word that came in 1 John 5:5 when he said, "Who is he that overcometh or conquereth in Nakao or Nike, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" And this is the concept. This is the whole essence of the word Genao, is to be born again, born from above. Because Jesus explains it so well in John. This is the disciple who was close to Jesus' heart. And he says in 1 John, writing later in his life, 1 John 3:9, he says, "Whoever is born, Genao, of God, doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him," talking about Jesus, "and he cannot sin, because he is born from God." From where? From above, from the heavens. You are born from heaven. In 1 John 4:7, it also goes on to say, everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Now, this is the person who is born again. The word there in the Greek is ginosko. It is to have an intimacy with God. That is to be born from God. 1 John 5:1, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is Christ is born of God, and everyone who loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten," or genao, "of him." So for you to be born again is exactly what John says here. If you have this intimate relationship, this concept that Jesus came for your sins, and that he died and he was resurrected and lives within you, that is the most intimate life that you can have with someone, then you are genao anothem. You've been born from above. You are in this fantastic position where you now live, where Christ lived through you. You live his life. This is amazing. You know, just looking at this, it's such an awesome revelation to know that I don't have to perform or do or follow a certain few principles or steps to be born again. Say something after someone else who prays. You know, we've got this concept that we've got this prayer in leading people to Jesus, where we have so many denominations that'll tell you you've got to lead people to Jesus, and that you've got to make them say this prayer of salvation while you pray it, and you will start to pray and we'll say after me, and then afterwards, you know, when we leave this person, he's in exactly the same position. That is not the way to do it. The only way that we can be born from above is by receiving him, by being born from above, from the one who was born from above, abiding in us, who said that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Even Jesus saying here in John 3, he said, he will never leave us. He says in the famous John 3:16, let's start at verse 15, he says that whosoever believes in him should never perish, but shall have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he condemns himself, you see, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. My friend, I want to tell you, if you see Jesus, if you accepted him, if you received him, then that's the only way, the only thing that you need to do. If you receive Jesus, you are born from above, and you can say these words, "Hallelujah. I bless you with this." Be blessed. Go forth. Bless others by just distributing this good news. It's not the how many things you do, the how many steps, how you do it, what you do it, what position you are in, how many courses of confession classes that you attend, and writing tests. No, it's just by receiving him, opening your hands and receiving him. Ginosku. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.